Mr. Watt's campaign slogan was that he needed more time to finish first-term projects. He said higher salaries and steady growth were reasons to keep him in power. But his opponents said his 7 years in office were long enough, pointing to worsening energy problems, a climate of intimidation against political opponents, unfinished construction projects, and boatloads of unemployed men risking their lives at sea to search for work in Europe. Political science professor Yoro Jha at Sheikh Anta Diop University in Dakar says Mr. Watt had many problems in his first term because he was too busy being a politician rather than a statesman. His second term may be an opportunity to polish his image for the history books.
Now he's elected, he will be free from daily politics, and he will be knocking on history door.
The professor says Mr. Watt is fascinated by post-independence presidents, Leopold Sedar Senghor and Abdou Diouf, who were in power for decades. Jha says Mr. Watt has been obsessed with how to stay in power after his 3 decades fighting in the opposition and 5 failed presidential attempts. Jha says the president, secure in his second and last term, can now think about his legacy.
Senghor has his place in history, has someone who has built the nation. Diouf has his place in history, has someone who has built the state. And now, me, Ablawa, what is my place in history?
Director of the Superior Institute of Information Sciences and Communication School in Dakar, Abdou Latif Koulibaly, says Mr. Watt's political instincts are autocratic.
This guy used the rules of democracy to come to power. But when he is in power, he thinks that these rules are not good for the Senegalese people. And he has to break all these rules and to break all the arms which help him to come to the power.
Following the Electoral Commission's announcement of his victory Thursday night, Mr. Watt vowed to pursue corruption charges against some of his opponents. He said Senegal's laws must be defended. Mr. Watt has dismissed accusations of fraud as lies by journalists and factually incorrect. He also says Senegal has never been more democratic than under his presidency. But Koulibaly says power is the only shield Mr. Watt has against prosecution, and that his legacy will be a corrupt one. There are persistent questions over how Mr. Watt is spending new construction funds and why close friends and his son have been given important positions in managing these funds.
Himself knows that he is not clean, because today he's the president. Nobody can put him in jail. When his guy lose the powers in the next, he will be in jail, I'm sure.
Koulibaly wrote a critical biography of Mr. Watt in 2003 called An Opposition Leader Reaches Power, The Danger of Political Change, that is banned in Senegal and is available only in France. Meanwhile, organizations that want to see Mr. Watt pursue their objectives are already jostling for attention. A Chadian human rights nonprofit group recently asked him to speed up the trial in Senegal of Chad's former ruler, Hissène Habré, who is charged with crimes against humanity. The group wrote that Mr. Watt's second mandate will be crowned a success if the case is heard. Mr. Watt did not mention this at the news conference Thursday. He promised to quickly build a new airport and technology university. He also said journalists should have never doubted his first-round victory for a second term, which constitutionally should be his last. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.